It's time for the business news now. Ko taku hoa e nai nei, ko Nona Peltier. Nona, a lot of people chatting about Air New Zealand, and it has lowered its earnings forecast for the second time in 2 months. And we know it's going to raise its domestic airfares from when the donga goes off at midnight tonight. So what more details do you have?
Yeah, so I was listening earlier in the program, you know, the idea that maybe we need a market report or what have you. But if you think about it, there's really limited competition in the market, and it's not likely to attract more competition. We've seen competition come and go over the many years that we've had airlines flying in New Zealand, and it's very hard to compete in this market. It's a small market. Air New Zealand has always done reasonably well because of its domestic routes. And you could say the same for when you look at Australia and Qantas and Jetstar. And so there is always that kind of, synergy, but let's just use it in this situation. Okay, so where are we at? Well, Air New Zealand is saying that their revenue conditions are softer, and so that's going to affect their profitability. And they're saying between $40 and $50 million, but yet their new guidance is about a $10 million difference. So it's a bit confusing there. But in any case, Air New Zealand is saying competition in North America is really hurting its profitability in those big markets. And as well, domestic demand is down. So, you know, that means that to make the money up, they have to raise their prices. And that's their rationale. And it's just a simple business, right? I mean, if you're finding that you're not making as much money, you raise your prices so you can make more. I mean, that's how businesses work. I mean, it's just that simple. Is it justified? Well, if you look at what their reasons, they're saying that, you know, fuel prices are up, domestic demand is down, competition isn't rising. So those factors alone could be enough to sort of swing it. What did the experts say? Well, there is a point where elasticity in the market becomes inelastic. I don't know exactly if that's a proper word, but basically it means fewer people are flying because they can't afford it.
Let's talk about more businesses offering vendor financing to help close the sale of their business.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people trying to sell their businesses at the moment, and there is demand, but there is an issue with getting financing. And we're seeing this across many different parts of the economy where banks are risk averse when it comes to businesses, especially when a young entrepreneur without a house or any other kind of asset turns up and wants a loan to buy a property, buy a business. It's not like buying a property, right? So vendors are before recently, 1 in 100 sales would have involved vendor financing. Now it's 1 in 10. So there's a big reason why that's the case, because vendors can get like a 14% interest rate on the loans they make to entrepreneurs wanting to buy their businesses. And that's often enough to close the deal, believe it or not. So vendors are making it on the sale price. Maybe the sale price isn't what they quite want, but because they're doing vendor financing on top, yeah, it's not looking too bad. Plus, they know the business that they're selling, so they're less risk adverse than a bank would be.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about the markets today, Nona?
Look, we closed up 0.5%, 57-point gain to 11,853. And that's partly because the world's economy, there's still a lot of back and forth on where we are with inflation, how interest rates might play out. And so there's, I guess, the risk, the acute risk we heard earlier last week is kind of, you know, eased somewhat. Investors are gravitating back towards more riskier assets. So that helped our New Zealand market, but also our dollar. We're trading a little bit better against the U.S. Currency at 59.1 U.S. cents, just under 92 cents Australian, and 47.8 British pence, which is a little bit better than where we have been. So overall, market conditions stronger.
Thank you, Nona. Ka kite, Nona Peltier there with business.